We may stand as we read the word.
Tisimuke tichiwere ngashoko.
Praise the name of the Lord. We are preaching on unveiling the hidden secret of our lives.
Tukuparidza pamusoro pokuisa pachena zvakawanzika zvopenyu wedu.
Unveiling the hidden secret of our lives. Amen.
Kuisa pachena chakawanzika cheupenyu hwedu.
And we are reading from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from 9 to 13.
Tichiverenga kuna Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Praise God. If you can use the ESV version,
amen.
You can read the ESV version. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Are we here? Glory be to God. And ESV munayere? Is that the version ESV? He says then, what gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of men to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. And the next verse says, I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. We may take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Amen.
Amen.
You can give the amplified version. Go to amplified version. I want to take verse 11 of amplified version there. Praise God. I hope you are following up in Shona as well. Glory be to God.
Amen.
We are speaking on unveiling the hidden secret of our lives.
Taura pamusoro pokuiswa pachena kwechakawanzika cheupenyu hwedu.
How many believe that your life is a mystery?
Vangani vanotenda kuti upenyu hwavo chakawanzika?
Amen. Your life is a mystery.
Upenyu hwako hautombounzwisisiwo.
Now, what does he say there? He says he has made everything beautiful in its time. He also, which is God, God has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds. Ndobva panzi in brackets there. A divinely implanted sense of purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy. Yeah? Yet, so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. So God has planted eternity in the hearts and minds of men. And the Bible is saying that eternity which he planted, that's a sense of a divinely implanted, which God put it in there.
And man's guiro,
sense of purpose.
Man's guiro echi nangwa chakaiswa na Mwari mahu.
And it has been there throughout all the ages.
Zvagara zvitorimo mazera ose.
There is nothing from wherever, from whatever, there is no one.
Zapana chiunu chingabe kupi ne kupi akuna kana munu.
Nothing under the sun but God alone can satisfy.
Apana kana munu paspezu wakunze kwa mwari oka. Dia nuguna kusifu. Zadzisa.
There's no one.
Akuna munu.
We will be able to quench that eternity in you.
Anozo gona kunyara zasenda ni kuenda rima uri.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Now, ndipe from the New ASB, American Standard Bible. New American Standard Bible. I want to take that verse 11 again. American Standard Bible, do you have it there? New, not that, that's ESV. American Standard Bible. What? That's amplified. I want the American one. Standard, the New American Standard Bible. He is also yet so that there's another one again. It's a very interesting. The new, it says, let me read it from you. What it says. It says, he has also set eternity in their heart, which is what everyone else is saying. Catch what I want to show you. He has set eternity in the hearts of men.
So,
as you sit there, he says that eternity is in you. That sense of purpose is in you. You may not know it. You may not even care about it. But as far as God is concerned, he says, I put something in you. Unless you are a zombie. As long as you are a child of God, God created you. He said, I put something special in you. Never allow any man to take you out of that. God put something in you. God put eternity in you. God put a sense of purpose in your life. Glory.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
And now you don't get this, but just say, oh, the Holy Ghost will show me when I get through the gate. I've changed my subject now. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me. Praise God.
Amen.
He says, he has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart without the possibility that mankind will find out the work which God has done from the beginning to the very end. To hear that, he put eternity in you. Yeah? And he says, without the possibility that mankind will find out. There is no possibility at all that your neighbor will ever know. There is no possibility at all. But mankind will ever find out the work which God has done, which God has set aside for you. from the beginning to the end. There is no mother who ever know. There is no father who ever know.
There
is no teacher who ever know.
There
is no pastor who ever know again.
There
is no possibility for everyone to ever know. There's no possibility.
Akuna.
What he implanted in you.
Pane izo zvakaisa mauri mwa.
How special you are.
Ndokukosha nekusananguka kwawakaita.
There's no husband who ever know.
Nekuti murume haazombozivivo zvakare.
What his wife is capable of doing.
Kuti mudzimai wake uyu unogona kuitei.
There's no wife who ever know
mudzimai haagozo skipa kuziwawo
what your husband
kuti murume u
is capable of doing
wakasikirwa kuti
akwe there's no possibility
kuzanze hapana chikwanisiro.
I like that with that word which came there.
Ndino farira shoko rapinzwa.
There's no possibility
kuti hapana kana maitiro.
There's no possibility at all
zanze hapana kana maitiro
that mankind will ever find out
kuti pawe nemunhu anozoona.
Is that, is your Bible say the same thing from the internet? Mayone reyo. Muzonza, Bible says tambo iri deripi, iri deripi. Ririko. There's no possibility.
Anza hapana maitiro
for any mankind, for mankind.
Ukuti pawe ne moon
to know who you are this morning.
Anozoziva kuti iwe umbori ani mangwana neano.
There's no man who know.
Hakuna munhu anozoziva
what you are capable of doing.
Kuti unogona kuiteiwe.
He has planted eternity in their hearts and minds.
Wakadyara zenda nekuenda mumoyo nemupfungwa dzavo.
Amen. Now, this Solomon is staying in the first verse there.
I have seen the
task. I have seen the business
that
God has given to the children of men to be busy with. When Solomon looked up, he had an insight to know this reality.
That
every man, every woman that God created,
he
had an allotted portion of what they must do in this life to make this world to move. I have seen the business. I've seen the what? I've seen the what? This is where your money is.
Do pane mari yako.
This is what you must be busy doing.
Do zvauri kufanira kunge uchiita izvi.
And to be what? To be?
Kuti unge uchitobatikana pazviri.
To be busy with.
Unge uri pabishibishi nazvo.
He saw the business that God has given to you that he must be busy with. And he said, there's no man. There's no one.
Hakuna kana chero.
Who will ever know?
Anozosvika pakuziva.
The business which God has given to you.
Izvo zvavakaisirwa naMwari.
But if you find that business to do, the world will salute you. Because you are serving a purpose in the world. The world has no place for useless men. The community has no respect for a useless man.
And
an idol man has no place in this world. And that's Goma Hame Nakasimba. Amucha Shidiga. They are going to King James Vision, Shapira. I have seen the business that God has given to the children of men to be busy with.
And
our title is Unveiling the Hidden Secret of Our
Lives.
Amen. We want to unveil that. This is what makes you. That secret is what defines you. Whatever you are doing, besides this, it's a fake life. Remember, he says, until you find. Verse 11 says, there is no one who ever satisfies. Besides God. That's why there's so much frustration in the world today. People, they are frustrated. People are very angry. Why? They have not come face to face with this. Now I've given you an answer to your lack of satisfaction. Let's read this.
Tiwerenge chitaurwa.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Abraham says,
now,
all my life, since I've been a little boy, there's been something that's bothered me. And I have had a very odd life. Hard to understand. Even my wife scratches her head. And said, Bill, I don't believe there's anybody can understand you. Now, this is not for Billy only. This is for you too. Yeah? This is not just not only for Brother Branham.
This is a profita chete.
This is for every man.
No
one understands you. No, the Bible says no one ever know.
Bible akuna muna achazo ziwa.
It's hard to understand. And he said. And I said, I don't understand myself. Because I commit myself to Christ many years ago. He is just done, does the leading. I don't try to understand it. I just go where he leads. The best of my knowledge. See how he responded to that, himself.
But
now, all along, down through the journey. 85. Down through the journey. There's been things that happened that I can't understand. And one of the things that I could not understand was when I was a little boy and them visions would come upon me. I would see them and tell my parents the things that was going to happen. They thought that I was just nervous. He planted eternity in your heart and in your mind. There is no one who ever understand what he has done. It takes God. It still takes God today. His parents said you are just nervous. When that thing in him was influencing him, was giving him no rest, and he told his parents about, their response was, you are just a nervous boy. Why? Because there is no man who can understand what God has done to you. Amen. Praise God. You said, but the strange thing is, it happened just the way it said so. You say it was
that
before you were converted?
Said,
yes. So God planted that thing in the prophet.
Yeah?
That purpose in the prophet. Before he was even converted. Before he was even born. He says, gifts and callings are without repentance. So that's exactly who you are. And he says, you are born in this world for some purpose. You are born in this world for some purpose. And he tried to live his purpose, which he himself didn't even understand at that time. And he told people about it.
And
people didn't even understand. They said, you are nervous. Don't seek to be understood.
At least
from today, no one has an iota of a capacity to understand you.
Amen.
I'm glad.
You know, Farah,
no one has a capacity to understand you. Your husband can't even understand you. At least from the scripture point of view. As you can understand, they will say you must understand your wife. You are born in this world for some purpose. And your repentance doesn't bring gifts.
Glory.
They are predestinated in you. Do you hear what he said? Your repentance doesn't convey gifts to your life. That's why that is the answer why some people are making it big with their lives, even when they are not Christians. They don't even know the door to the church. They don't. But they discovered their niche. And they are making it big in this world. And they are God's children who are full of the Holy Ghost. But they are penniers. Why?
Say
they are operating outside of this predestinated area of their
lives.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Well, we sing a song. We sing a song. We understand it better by and by. Tempted and tried we of me to wonder. Why is it so of my day? Now, this is our day.
Do
to understand why.
It's
not when we are raptured. But we understand why things are so. For us, we are privileged. This is our day to understand why. We only wait until we are raptured to understand. What you used to understand after the rapture? For what benefit? What happened? But I missed it by fire. Oh. What does it help you? There are no regrets up there. There are no regrets. In fact, if you miss this, there is no resurrection for you.
Amen.
This is not good to hear. This is not good news now. But I want to preach good news. The prophet says, anything that fulfills its purpose in this life, there is a resurrection.
Amen.
You see what these guys do in the developed world. They've got schools.
One zvikoro
to help their children.
Zvikoro zvinobatsiridza vana
vavo. To discover that.
Kuti wakwanise kucherechedza zvinangwa zvavakasikirwa.
At a very tender age.
Wachizozviona vachiri vadiki.
Kuna varume vari kuwana vanzi vanambape. Vangonya muwazi zvenyu. Awana kumboenda kuchikoro zvamakaita zvese zvekuti grade 7 and everything. They caught it.
Wakazvibata.
Kuti Mbappe takugwesa bhora chete in this life. He was created to be a scorer. Mbappe is what's that? Bambi. Toto akadzirwa izvozvo. His father saw it early.
That
I want to bother my child. Funda physics. Obudana you. I caught something. Many of you are victims of your grades at school.
Your grades.
Your grades destroyed you.
Akakuparadza izvisingaiti.
They told you've got a U at school in English.
Wakati kuchirungu wafoira.
Chirungu una U. Geography una U. Science una U. Physics wakabva wasiya pa form 3. You yeah. And you have carried that brand through your life. And it has affected you in a very serious way. And today you are paying the results of that misconception. Today you carry that heavy load.
Na zvino unawo mutoro.
Yeudofo.
Kunza hauna chaunoziwa.
God did not make you to know everything.
Mwari hana kumbokusika kuti uzive zvose.
No.
Kwete?
No. No. God is a specialist.
Mwari vanongonanga pane chunhu.
He's a specialist. The prophet knew nothing of your ABCs. Profeta zvezvikoro izvi haana chaibura. Hapana chaibura. But his area, he was a specialist. He mastered it perfectly well.
Akafamba nayo zvakanakisa.
Iwandi woro, unozva zvese. Unozva 10 subjects iwe. I did 8 subjects. That a pastor essay. Right now, just using one subject. I'm using one subject. Geography. Next to climatology. For what? Peneplanation. Petplanation. Inini manje. For what? My atom. Uri scientist there. He put eternity in the hearts of men.
Vakaisa zvendana kwenda mweya wanhu.
And men cannot find out.
Vanhu havagoni kuzviona.
It's God who satisfies that.
Ndimwari vanoziva.
And I'm here to tell you to remove that badge. Which always put a toil on you. I wish if I had also gone to school. I wish if I had had some passes at school. That repentance doesn't bring gifts. They are predestinated to you. Now, all along the road, and when I was a little boy, along the road, when I was a little boy, my longing. Just see what it says. My longing, I was dissatisfied in the country that I lived in. As a longing.
Guys,
this area of Jeffersonville, I ain't going to eat the area of Jeffersonville. Where? From the longing is an issue of the Not of the mind.
No, kuti zvaunoyanza kushuvira zvinhu zviri mumoyo
kwete zvipfungwa. From the heart.
Kushuviro inobva mumoyo.
It's a pregnancy in you.
Itori mimba inenge iri
mauri. Dictating issues.
Inenge ichinonga nonga turu.
Praise God. I long somehow to go to.
Wakuda kuenda kumawirira.
You felt the place where I'm staying.
Chinzwa kuti pandakagara apa.
There's something I just can't make it in this place. That's why some they feel they want to change a place. If it is a longing, you have to listen to it now. If you ignore it, you'll be ignoring the voice of God. You ignore the voice of God. What is your longing this morning?
I
long to go to the west. And we find that I tried to give the thought up. But it takes hours to go in how that constantly moved. That way, moved that way, but I was scared of it. Yeah. He says, I tried.
Yes.
I tried to quieten it down, but it pressured me every time. Praise God. It pressured me every time. Amen. He says, I was scared. Now, this is now what it says. The longing to go to the west.
Then
one day, as he was riding in a bus, a magi told her, this magi said to me, you will never be successful in the east. Now, this confirming the longing which he had as a small boy. He says, you will never be successful in the east. That you were born under a sign. And said you, the sun, the constellation, when they crossed way out in there, the day of your birth, they were hanging westward. And you must go westward. What do we find? Success sometimes is an issue of location. You discover the spot where you must be. Discover the spot. Okay. Let's go to the scripture. We want to what? Unveiling the hidden secrets of our life. Now, most of us now, tinopinda disaster of entangling ourselves in things. Could it be it marriage? Be it whatever it may be. That becomes a distraction for us to be able to hear who we are. You'll be busy dousing the fires. It becomes noises around you. Let's see the Bible, what the Bible is saying. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, Acts 13, I read this on Friday. You who sometimes you don't want to come to midweek services. Amen. I want us to, you know what? I want to be very clear of what I'm saying. Waymouth version. Brother number referred to the Waymouth version many times. Even brother the teacher. Doctor Waymouth version. 13 verse 36 of the book of Acts.
Abasa 13 Dima 36.
Is the Waymouth version? For David, after having been useful to his own generation,
David amshiro mekunge aita munhu ane basa kuzira rake.
I want you to hear what the word which was used. After he had been useful, where? To his own generation. I like that. Having been useful to his own generation. Are you useful to our generation? Let's stop about generation. Are you useful even to your own family? Even to yourself, are you useful?
tozvidzikisa kusvika panei iwe chaiwe.
Are you useful to yourself?
Une basa here? Pachechi pano.
Are you useful? David was he one are way mouth. Whatever you think is the Bible. Yenyu daro we mouth my own eripenyu papa bauyo. Maisha we mouth. Righteous for that brother we kufundisa Tommy Osborne we are the oak. He was a fervent ardent reader of the Weymouth version. Imagine, he must have contributed to it as well. He has been useful
to his generation.
My Matthew, he had been useful to his own generation. Useful to the church. Useful to his own family. Better to what in but some of your wives they wish. Abigail. He was married to Nabal. Yes. He was married to Nabal. And Nabal was a foolish man. And she caught the secret. Nabal is wasting my life.
Amen.
Nabal, he had wasted the life of Abigail. Why? Because in the mind of God, Abigail was a wife of a king.
Abigail, angari mudzimai wa mambo.
Abigail was destined for the luxuries of the high table.
No kuti anga akatemerwa kuti aifanira kugara patafura yepamusoro iyi.
Yes. Glory be to God. But I can't know who kwawo. Nanapo akapfura ine pangi pamberi pana pamberi paAbigail. And he confused her.
Ndobvango vhiringika.
Mabva pinda into a boring contract.
Akabva apinda mubatanidzwa uyu waimusvota zvisingaiti.
Maybe too much.
Zvinogona kunga zvakadzika hazvo.
But some girls.
Asi varikoma vasika.
They are hooked up.
Vakabatana.
Into a boring life contract.
Mune contract inobohwa upenyu hwese.
You wake up wishing, Lord, may this man just disago.
Nongomuka uchiti tenzi dai murume afamba mhani.
Oh, you said, I'm married. I'm with my children. I ain't talking.
I'm a mutora munu.
When will this? I saw something. I said, when will men die that we may rest?
Anzi, wana kuta wana mazwa, wana kuti wana fari ni kwa rumia wati zorore.
You can't be my David and wish David to die.
Asika unga anga wana mazwa wa Davida, wote die Davida afa.
No, you can't do that.
It
can only be when you are in Nabal, you say, Nabal, let him go.
Don't be
Nabal.
If you are
an Abigail, tough luck.
If you are Abigail, you can't be Nabal.
Don't just say yes to everything even when they approach you to get married. No. Don't just say yes. I don't know if from Yeah, a apana urume wega wega chimuti amen tibuzwa apa. Oh no, ndichani baya baya. Ah, it is okay, baby. Yeah? Guys, this scripture.
Nekuti igwaro.
Imagine she was waiting for the opportunity.
Ndakamirira mukati.
Dai achingopfuura napo, guys. Napo I have suffered enough.
Ndatambura naye murumewo.
Tine mwe sister. Not even atitamburira zvekure, guys. Nepa tuzi panapo. Talking to her, her husband died. Her husband died. She's a free sister. She was telling me, Brother Mandura, my husband was a very lovely man.
Murume wangu aiwa murume ane rudo.
Even without him having money. He loved me. But given a chance. A man comes to me. I will not want a man like him again. Yes.
Amen.
Just, if God be merciful to me and consider me for marriage again, I don't want mukombe wakadaro futi kuti uye in my life. I've had enough of it.
Ndakatambura zvakakwana, ndichade. Amen. Amen.
Don't do that to our sisters.
Regai kudaro kuhanzvadzi dzedu.
Don't do that to our boys.
Regai kudaro kuvakomana wedu.
They must enjoy life.
Vanofanira kunge vachifara neupenyu.
Marriage is supposed to be enjoyed.
Muchato unofanira kunge uchifadza.
Are we together?
Tiri tose here.
Kuti imhosva yangu here kuita Nabal? Did I choose to be
a Nabal?
God never created a Nabal.
Mari, awana kumbosika muna akaita sai.
Do you hear me, church?
Muri kundinzwa here?
God gives every man to be, and he cut the business that he must be busy with.
Mari wakasika munhu wese kunge aine chaanofanira kuita bishibishi nacho.
Amen. Even if you are a sister, God can give you with a business that you must be busy with. Hanambosika Nabal. Hanambosika Elofa. Maduka said, you are a product of your decisions that you make every day. Ndi Maduka uri. Tiriko uku. And what we are today, if you are genuine and faithful to yourself, you can stand back and begin to see that this wrong decision which you picked every day. We can go back and begin to see. Timamuri muklas musuya.
Yes.
Teacher Achit, today extra work. You know, what did you do? What are engineers? Are they going to do kumba. They what is? It was a decision which you make. And he said, decision one, I am bokupi a destiny. I will see a victim of one decision.
Yes.
He says, it's the culmination of the total decisions that you have been making.
Sarudzo zawai nonga nonga uchifamba muupenyu wako.
You can look down on the carpet, on the floor, and begin to see, but the money truth.
What you know, the chocolate chirimo munyait.
Money truth.
Chocolate chiripo.
And he says, but it's not even too late.
Once asking why, is that what's the
answer? You can reverse that's what you are today by beginning to take the correct choices now. And you are charting a new course.
What tanga mo we zamutsa? Amen.
I make the choice that you begin to take today. Bible says, don't just miss church for nothing. You decide in your decisions. It's a Tuesday, as Nabas. It's a Friday, Now, same script. Was it one area? Amplified. MPC. Amplified. The one we read on. He said, after David, after he had saved God's will and purpose and counsel. You know, you choose even when you are here. You make a choice. Brother makes the choices we will make. He says, choices we will make. Brother John, what do?
They make you live in disappointment.
Yeah?
May live in disappointment.
It's a song.
Yeah, it's a song.
Yes. The choices we. What do they do? What? The choices we make, the kind of future that you determine.
The note parun zero.
That you determine. Oh, that you determine.
The note parun zero.
And I choose to be the shona. But the cow class, no di.
Make it the no net.
No, the net's a cow class. And the shankwaita zangu shona yangu. Ne literature yangu, ne sociology yangu. Watu vara dore kuita nesu kadaru.
Yes.
Dore kuita nesu wadini? Wavara. Watu choose ipapo, course ya, which you are going. Aini zwa accounts zuru ndi netsa. Economics. Had. Ah, debating. Asoka nitara nyana. Yana Antonio, Nana Bassanio. Yeah? History. Yeah? Utaranya Sarajevo crisis. The raw, and the blue, and the blue, where are you? Tell me, like, what is it? The bata. But look, someone with a differentiation. You are ready. Utapa cricket ya kumunda huko. Uruku danga. What make a choice, Ibab?
Man.
Young boys, young girls, you have made your choice. Mungu askurara. Amuka usiku ya neta iwe. Stoichemistry. Unai hizo stoichemistry. Stoichemu ya neta. Washa ya hope mwanawe wadu. Wazo mwona zaka afika stethoscope ya kiumu. Afama mkorido. Iwe nungu lupa bodi ne choko ya hako manji. Une choko ya condition. Uri lecture. Urufu ndisa hapo. Mungwane chinyi, that's what they white. That's one of my patients. Parisei hapo. But operation hapo. For this operation, I think, funerai anastetesia. Topotisa uri koku. Ende kutaku ura zike ipa pata $2,000. Why? Boza hana kurara. Pa wakarara iwewe. kutamba uchidanga bora kuti basketball court uko. Iye anga kuinvest into his future. Among all the bees in my boyfriend's pachikoro. But I should touch your pachikoro. Yaman Yama, my donuts in my cocoa quarter by the tax shop. One piece of start to go.
Yeah.
My garage, I'm going to take my kumbo, papa, my tombo. My donuts are ready. I
don't
wish you are. Which got a mangua? Which got a mangua?
Amen.
Apana nombo kuzai. Sat nombo uzwa isu. From form 1 to form 4 to form 6 to university. Apana kambona report rangwini. Apana kambona report waite ipa report. Tengo zviitira. Tushike pa pupi chitende uke. No one ever taught us anything. Tengo zikamchira mwe yamamari zvapera izvi. Kamchira mwe yamamari. Kamchira mwe yamamari. Kamchira the Holy Ghost. Okay, with a speeder. The speeder. When you come to issues of life,
sasa uya kunaudzi upenyu.
You are blank.
Now
we are reaping the whirlwind.
Zino takukohwa chamupupuri.
We are reaping the whirlwind.
Takukohwa chamupupuri.
And I'm a doctor. By heart, I'm a doctor.
Mumoyo mangu chai monitori chiremba chai.
Ndai rova physics, ne chemistry, ne biology. Zoko mai rova chai. Now, not if I say, doctor, they are studying about my students. There's something that I can go back to university to use it to study doctor medicine. Thank you, sir. Food, get the gate. Get us some sorrow to what chain am I? But you're a harsh enough, so you're so. Touch your future. Don't eat yours.
Sire Gaobu Gayako.
Be warned, don't eat yours.
Tiroku yambira rega kudyara mangwana rako.
Connect with it right now.
Batana naro yezvino.
This sermon is teaching you to connect with your future.
Muri kudzidziswa kuti mubatane muite mbunde mbunde neramangwana renyu. Amen.
Future haisindori muchechi munonguti and aita deacon, aita pastor, ndakuita. That is where we missed the problem, Dodo.
Oh, but I got rasika now, yacho yese.
When people, they miss their calling.
Wanu, I got rasikirwa, nezo, waifanyira kuit.
David, after, do you see what he did?
No, na ere, shakaita.
The Bible said, he put eternity in your heart.
Zakaisa senda nekuenda moyo wako.
And no man can satisfy.
Hakuna munhu anogona.
No man can know it.
Kana kuziwa.
No man can know it.
Hapana anoziwa.
No man can know it.
Hakuna anoziwa.
But when you find it.
Kana iwe uchingiwa
zvino. When you connect with it.
Ukabatanika nazvo.
The community will say amen.
Nharaunda inoti amen.
And it will repay you for that.
We ino kubadarira nawo iyoyo.
The country pays dearly for that.
Nyika inoremekedza maitiro iwao.
When you connect
kana wabatana
with that which God put in you.
Izvo Mwari zvakaisa mauri.
The neighbors will salute you.
Wawakidzani vanokusaruta. Javita,
after he had saved,
Mushurame, you see what he says?
K Christianity is saving.
Chikristu kuita zvinhu.
What are you saving? In fact, he says he has given us apostles, teachers, ministers, pastors, evangelists to equip us for our ministries.
Takapiwa vaparidzi, vafundisi, vaapostora kuti tipiwe zvikwanisiro zvekuti tishumire munzvimbo dzedu.
If you connect
zvinoiwe ukabatana
with the eternity that he puts in you,
nezienda nekuenda raakaisa mauri,
you become a minister.
Unozova mushumiri.
Are we here today? If God made you a farmer,
Mwari kana wakakuita murimi,
if God put you a farmer in you,
wakaisa urimi
mauri, and you discover that I'm a farmer, and you
murimi,
become a farmer,
wowa murimi,
you are a ministering farmer.
Unenge utori mubati pakurima ikoko.
If your purpose was to be a doctor,
kana wangova kuva chiremba,
to help people get healed, and you become a doctor, you are a ministering doctor. So you are serving your services as a doctor. So David, after he served God's will and purpose and counsel, he caught God's idea. He caught God's purpose. He caught God's counsel. Yeah? God's purpose, God's will, God's counsel, he connected with it.
Amen.
Amen. David was coming from a very weak position to become that. Hear me, church. This world is a sport cut for you. Specifically for you. That no man can ever come and
fill.
There's no one who can take your place.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Nandi. Hallelujah. I cannot minister any regrets.
No,
I can't minister any regrets.
I'll
only give you God's idea. I'm showing you at your best.
Ndikukuratidza paunofanira kunge uri pacho chaipo.
I'm showing you at your best.
Amen.
He served God's will.
Akaita kuda kwaMwari.
God's purpose.
Zano pfungwa yaMwari.
And counsel.
Nezano raMwari.
In his own generation. So he became useful.
Saka akawa munhu ane basa.
He became very useful.
Akawa munhu ane basa.
And he fell asleep.
Ndokuvharara.
Very useful.
Aita munhu ane basa.
And he fell asleep.
Akafa ake.
But now, hear this now.
Zvino inzwai.
I want to show you this.
Ndoda kuratidza izvi.
Now, let's go back. Let's look at 1 Samuel 1.
Na Samueli kutanga.
Verse 7. We have a story which is in there. I want to be awake now. I want to be serious.
Mumuke, nekuti tine nhau yatinayo pano.
Hausi Nabal. Ramba izvozvo.
Amen.
Nabo wabata wakawanda warwadziwa. Hausi Nabal, uri David.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
KVG. Let's go to King James Version. Uh-huh. Say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. Glory be to God. What do we see from there? Now, the Lord said to Samuel,
who has
mourned, 1 Samuel 16. 1 Samuel 16. Okay, no. Let's go to 1 Samuel 1. 1 Samuel 3. 1 Samuel 3 first. I want to help someone there. What does he say? The child ministered to Eli before the Lord. And the word was precious in those days. And there was no open vision. Amen. There was no open vision. Hallelujah. Jesus, say Jesus, someone. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And the lamp of the wind went out to the temple of the Lord where it was dark of God, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Samuel was laid down to, he was still a young boy, he was laid down to sleep. Yeah, see what is happening there. And the lamp of the God went out in the temple of the Lord, and when the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Verse 3. The Lord called Samuel and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here am I, for thou called me." And he said, "I called not. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. Are we aware, church? Don't miss this now. He went and laid down. And the Lord called again. And Samuel arose and went to Eli. He said, "Here am I, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. The word of the Lord was not yet revealed unto
Samuel.
Which word? Which word? Which word? That eternity that God had placed in Samuel. He didn't know. Her mother had a desire to have a child. She said, "Father, if you give me this child, I'll give him back into your hands." Amen. And the child came by miracle. And he took the son and put it in the hands of Eli to help in ministering. And that's where he is now. That's where he's ministering now. He's just an ordinary minister. Servant. Yes. He's a servant. Tenzi waine nyasha. Tenzi waine ngende. Paisa mabero matatu. Ngende. Disame karudini. Karukuli za beru wake. Mata kono jesu waiera maningi. Sama kachidini. Kachidi za beru.
Amen.
Kachida handi kushumira. But you must see something different happen.
Pane chakasananguka chakaitika.
God called Samuel.
Mwari vakadana Samuel.
God called to Samuel.
Mwari vakadana Samuel.
Samuel woke up. He heard the call.
Akanzwa kudana.
Samuel heard the call.
Akanzwa kudana.
But the call confused him.
Asi zvakamuvhiringidza zvanga zvichiitika.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you?
The
call that he heard,
it
confused
Samuel.
He went to Eli.
Kaenda kuna Eli.
Ah, you have called me.
Mandidan.
He said, no, I did not call you. Go and sleep. He slept again. That call came again. Samuel woke up again. He knew something was talking to him. He went again to the priest. He said, no, go sleep. He slept. The voice came again. He went again.
Then
as he went there, then the priest realize that God is speaking to this boy, but the boy doesn't know it. The boy doesn't know it. The weight of the Lord had not been revealed to
Samuel.
And until that weight of the Lord in your life is revealed, you will go to and from like Samuel was talking to Eli.
Man.
Do you hear me, church? Until that deep down in you is revealed to you, you run around in confusion. That's the very reason why people, they are so tossed about. He preached the sermon, why are people so tossed about?
Now, soon
watanga business remajarin. Wasia. Wazotanga business. Vinezi wana watrasia la ramba. Watanga zwe business. Hile kutengesa. Aguita is a made trader. Wasia nana. So what? Patangana nerimwe remabhero. Wapata mabhero, mabhero aramba, wazodzoka wataita chambotanga chikoro zvinezvi. Na brother, anyway, chambobata chikoro ngatibatei munun'una, ngatibatei. Komanda vazouya akati handichadai, then achauti handichadai, then everyone just says, ah, let's quit. Let's all quit. Why? The word of the Lord is not yet revealed to you. So you are until that word that concerns your life is revealed,
you have
no rest. You have no rest. This is where the prophet was. The prophet, even Brother Branham, confused. He went to Roy Davis. Roy, he's told, there's a voice speaking to me. Said, you're speaking to you. What's so special about you? Those are demons.
Matrimonia.
Those are demons.
Matrimon.
Don't listen to them.
And
he went from pastor to pastor. Your prophet. Your prophet went from pastor to pastor to cast out that which came to speak to him. He thought it was a demon. They told him it was a demon. Do you hear me, church? He went from pillar to post. He was tossed. Because he was told it's a demon speaking to him. Why? There is no man can know the eternity that God has placed in you.
Hakuna.
Hakuna. sainyeberwe. Watona mata mprofit. Kuti mwari visai chinwich. Ndibisirei chinwich. Ino mwari ando pinduri mnamato yese yesek.
Yes.
Haiti izvo.
Yes.
Look at Eli there.
That's a Eliu.
Has to muziwa. But after zona by experience.
Nekuda kwe kunge ajairana nazo zvinhu izvi.
Aona kuti mwana uzvo. What he saying?
Zviri kuitika kwaari.
He's about to deliver something special.
Ane chafanyira kuti aite zvino.
Sia, dzika pasi. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went and said, for thou didst call me, and Eli perceived that the Lord had.
I
want to see who perceived that.
Eli
perceived. Asina kuona mupfana aingora achingodzungaira.
Amen.
Tine kundodzungaira.
Yes.
Hachina Eli.
Amen.
Eli stabilized the sea. Ya Samuel.
Samuel,
now I know. I perceive.
Man.
The Lord is calling you. See what he did now from there. Therefore, Eli told Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, thou shalt say,
he
is now teaching him how to respond. You need someone to teach you how to respond. That moment when you must give the correct response.
It's,
now, the thing was there in Samuel.
It's
Samuel who was worried inside him. But he didn't know how to respond. And that's what we all go through. We don't know how to respond.
But
deep
in us.
Can't respond. It's a deep confusing which is in you. You can't respond. You can't respond. You may respond by changing a job. I think
I change
up. I think you know it. These companies, they are just the same. They're the same. These employers are just the same. They're just the same. Go lie down. It shall be. If he calls thee, then thou shalt say, speak my Lord, for thy servant heareth. And he went and he slept. And because God is the one who put the thing in you, he doesn't give up so easily on you.
Amen.
Do you hear what I say to you? Because it's God who is determined to you to make it in life. He doesn't give you up easily on you. He doesn't. And he will not. He came the first time. Samuel didn't hear. He came back again the second time. He didn't still hear. That time still didn't hear. The third time. God is persistent. To make sure. That the work that he cut for you. That you must connect with it. You must connect with it. You won't give up so easily on you. May God send the Eli in your life.
Amen.
What you need in this life is the Eli moment. Say, son, be still. God is speaking to you.
Amen.
You see what? Who said it to Abraham? On this day, this scripture is fulfilled. There was a priest there.
He
said, stand, be steady. Son, be steady. It's not confusion. But God is about to do something big with your life. You need that pastor in your life.
Saka unomuda mufundisi yeye muupenyu wako.
Be steady.
Zikama.
And the pastor. Andrindeka wena bana. Yes, Stanley. Bishop Stanley said, "You do Isa. Mrofito was fumbling." He lift up from there. He came. Said, son, use my Bible. All is well. Don't panic. Don't panic. He stabilized his ship. Here's Eli there. He slept. Let me tell you. The thing that is in you is so big. Do you hear me, church? The purpose which God puts in you, it's very big. It brings with it serious birth pains. Kana mwana ari mukuru. Akasende mwana anengo ka primacha kana ngoti poso kabuda chi 4kg unoto struggle nacho. Amen. 5kg yato operation haibudi. That's why you see these guys, they are struggling. Their mandate is very huge.
Basa rakeranga rakakurisa.
Yeah? That attention to them is very huge.
They
struggle.
Why tambu?
They struggle to connect with it.
Kutuwabatane nazo.
Some of us we've got.
Wamwe wedu?
You say, I don't know. That's against time. Let me. Now, okay. You see what happened in this life? The prophet, he was a prophet. He said prophets are born. Prophets are born. He's born the prophet. But there is a day which he must realize that this is, I'm a prophet. But it didn't come very easy. It's after a lot of struggles. Then it finally came to him. Mira, I told you scripture to him. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Maybe you must see Samuel. Glory be to God. Are we the 2 verse 10 TLB? TLB. Not TLB, I want NLT. NLT. For we are God's masterpiece.
Yeah?
He has. Panzia. You're all good with the Bible according to the way I have taught it here. You can write your own Shona Bible. Correct Shona Bible. He says, we are God's masterpiece. NLT. NLT, New Living Translation. New Living Translation. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. I want to hear what he did.
Amen.
Yeah? We are God's masterpiece.
Amen.
Yeah? He created us in Jesus Christ so that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Understand what he's saying. Someone say amen if you hear that. Amen. Are you hearing what he's saying? So, mabasa ako. He said, he planned. This is Paul from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. So he's telling us now that eternity which he spoke of, which he planted. Paul is saying that is what he predestined for us to be able to accomplish. To fulfill. Those good works. New Living Translation, my own. I'm an NLT. Yeah. The cat is not going to be able to do it. This is all. Amen. Your input, okay. It's a TLB. TLB. Now your TLB. That one I try. T7, go ahead. TLB. It is God Himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ages ago, He planned that we should spend these lives in helping others.
Yeah.
I'm we should spend these lives in helping others. How? As you minister. You minister in your good works. Amen. For we are God's handwork. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. He prepared in advance for you to do them. Ukasia akwa sina kuitwa. Akagadzwa in advance. Pauno shika usina kuita ako uchanzichi. Muzindime yako ila hapa hii. Haina kubatwa.
Yes.
Ndima yako ila hapa hii. Hapana kaishanda. Mshapindura mshitichi. Ndaka rasika. Nda yungu mbeyao. Nda isa ziwa. Paul says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. No, mutsauku e chechine. Mafundisira ndauku itai chechine. You are, and you are a masterpiece. Sister Sylvie. You are a masterpiece. Mborovita, I see a masterpiece, e gaba. There's this foolish thing. Of just say, He is the masterpiece. Abraham is a masterpiece. So we're going to masterpiece. It is send him profit. Who bewitched you?
Diano akakuroyai.
You are a masterpiece.
Iwe utori wo basa re umisha.
Uri basa umisha uri pa uri pa. You are a masterpiece.
Uri basa re umisha.
You are a masterpiece.
Makatokwenenjerwa zvakakwana.
If you can believe that you are a masterpiece.
Kana ukazvitenda izvozvo.
You don't allow to be trembled by anyone.
Auvhume kuti vanhu vango kutsike-tsike.
God is no respecter of any person.
You
are a masterpiece. Say, I am a masterpiece. Say to yourself, I am a masterpiece. Did you pray scripture? You are a masterpiece. You don't even believe it. You are a masterpiece. Then you are wasting your time. You are a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. I can't take it away from you. You have an assignment. You are a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Hey. That we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us. Yeah. Taking parts which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living in the good life which he prepared. Living where? What? What? Living what? Living the good life. My masterpiece is akagadzirwa good life.
Amen.
Masterpiece yangu ike. While they are doing their work, they were working on good life. That's what I
believe.
That's what I preach. I preach the good news. To tell you are a masterpiece. And there's a work for you to do. You must be useful. Useful children. He says they must be busy in the business which God cut for them. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, okay, we were speaking about Samuel.
It
was being called. Give me Samuel, 1 Samuel 16. 1 Samuel 16. For you to be able to see again something there. This is the story of David. The Lord said unto Samuel, how long? Verse 16:1. Are you awake?
Yeah.
Are you there? Praise God. The Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul? Seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and gold. I'll send you to Jesse. The Bethlehem, for I have provided me a king among his sons. So, in the mind of God, King Ari Kubamba Majes.
Amen.
But he knows.
What
God in what think about Israel? He said, after Saul, Jesse must give me a son. What then happened? But now they are mourning. He's mourning. He's worried. What all those things? God says, don't mourn. All is well. Amen. Don't cry. And Samuel said, how can I go? If so, he
ate.
He will kill me. Amadzangu. Pane zvimwe zvinhu zvinoisa mwari mauri.
Man.
Chekuti the next guy akachinzwa.
Yes.
Unofa. And you see why God kept it as a secret. That no man would ever know. Why it is a Kuti zvikanzwika chet.
Amen.
Kuti mufana uyu ndiye ada kupinda position. Anourawo. Andizi kuti mauri mune chinhu.
Amen.
Andizi kuti mauri mune chinhu. Since pastor knows what God made you. But is he who know the pulsating longing in you?
Ndiwe unoziva zviri kudokwairira mumoyo mako.
Muchirima uri achinyarari remember. Ah, usambotambe zvoka achinyarari. Achitombo nyarari, achinyarari, achinyarari. God to come second again, third again.
Vakato yake piri, ketatu, kechina.
But chikanzwikwa before its time.
Nguva yacho isati yakwana.
You may die.
Unogona kufira izvozvo.
Ndakwana mumwe mufana nezoro ndiri kuplot. This boy wari kuchera mugodhi paplot. So, akateka magrass. Mashades. Mungori 3. Then I said to him, iwe mufana, do you know kuti ndikakuona mutown and can't even identify you? And ndombo uziva mufana iwe. Bozi, unoziva munhu pasi nepachi? Pemaziso. Saka iwe weka, ndakuona zvangu asi hana kukuona. So I'm about to go. Because they want to watch. Ah, man, you find out. How old are you? They move to Jigwin. You can say, ah, how old are you? How old you find out? Bisa my shades the tone. But Bisa my shades. He's blind. Yes, blind. Mazisu, ah, I got to farm Mazisu. I said to him, what happened to you?
He said,
it's a long story. Not to give me the summary of what happened. Anzi, ndiri ku primary school. Ndairova chikoro, koma. Ndairova chikoro zvokurova zviya izvi. Grade 7, just before we wrote our final exams.
Satanyora bvunzo dzekupedzisira.
Ndakaita challenge. I just begin to have some problem with my eyes. Ndaiona zvimwe zvese, ndaiona zvimwe zvese. Asi paper racho exam ndaisariona. Ndikati ha. Zvimwe zvese vaiona zvimwe zvese. Zvimwe zvese ndaiona. But paper racho exam ndondisaudi. Ndondisina kuona. And so what happened? And saka I failed to write grade 7.
Saka ndina kuzonyora bvunzo.
Ndaiona zvimwe zvese. But kuisa paper pamberi pangu apa, I could not see paper. Ndichingopedza grade 7 acho iyoyo ndisina kunyora. Then my eyes, I lost sight completely.
Ndipo ndakabva ndatadza kuona zvacho.
From grade 7. I lost sight completely. But ndaitema chikoro. Saka wakandibata ndiri pa grade 7 apo. Until now I am blind as blind can be. Okay, so they saw the future and they disturbed it
at an early age.
If Samuel if Saul hear that, he would destroy me.
I don't do right.
That's why sometimes you see most of the times because chiri mauri chikuru vano chibata usati vazva kuti chii chiri mauri and they disturb it. Umwana opiwa nhumbu grade form 1 watopiwa mwana kare watofa to nhumbu riswa form 4 usati wanyora watoenda. Before you even write, watu waka baba, watu rora. Uri mwana atono ne mwana wake kudhara. The note apedza newe. How much you get so sick like me, form 6, I almost failed to write it. That appendix from nowhere. Why? If Saul hears that,
kana Sauro akazvinzwa,
he will kill me.
Anozondiuraya.
What is in you is very important.
Shauri chirima uri chihombesa.
Actually, noise maningi. Actually, noise maningi. Chivamuri kana nguva chacho yakwana kuti chibude, ngacho chirobuda ipapo. Achidi kunonokera futi. Kana chakubuda. What happened? How can I go? If so here it, he will kill me. Go down. Let's go down. We need to rest now. But go just to sacrifice and I will show you what thou shalt do. Amen. And anoint him unto him whom I name unto thee. So he went down. Verse 7. But the Lord said unto Samuel, and it came to pass when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him.
Eliab
was the firstborn. Angaka fitwa. Neku zozwa kuita mambo. Mambo doku vaati. Praise God. He said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on his height, or his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on what is in the heart. Hama tangu hear me well. This is the dimension which I'm opening to you. The Lord looks at what he has placed in you. Remember, it's the one who planted that purpose in you. So as the prophet is coming, he is coming just to look to the one who has that purpose in him. No baka nakira ipapo. Nasi uno mwede usina kufitwa. Auna kumbu fitwa. Nekusaru tuwao.
Amen.
Auna kumbu fitwa sa musowereni. Musowereni. Eh? Kana president wekuweku South Sudan. Nungu shato roots hao muona. Pajitia president wadi. Shaka daru. Andi zoku fitwa isu. Kuna waka fitwa.
Amen.
Wanachamisa. Kaka fitwa say. Kari eloquent say. Tina watina wa. Tina watina. Don't look at the stature. Don't discount yourself.
Chere gakuzutari sira pasi we.
Kune zimwe zvipuru nyenye. Zvemadzimai. Zviri mudzimba dzazvo. Unoti akomana baba wakashinga. Arimo. Hadzo kufitwa izvi.
Amen.
Hadzo kufitwa hama dzangu. Kana Mwari atotemera dini. What I'm saying is, don't discount yourself.
Iwe rega kuzvitarisira pasi.
Don't underestimate yourself. Don't size yourself. We are victims of self-ridicule.
Wakanganiswa nekuzvishoropodza pachedu.
Zvitarisa vano kuti hakune vato kune vakafitwa zvavo. Kune vakafitwa zvavo. Haa, matisingambozvitingambopindawo here apo. Handipedo apo. Mwari haatarisi izvozvo.
Amen.
He looks at what is in the heart.
Anotarisa pane zviri mumoyo.
Zvakaisa muhana memunhu.
Amen.
Ukazvitenda kuti mandiri mune chakakosha umu. I like this. God, he says, I have refused him.
Kati ndamuramba.
Uchida munhu wako musikana futi. Kuna vachata varo ari mabachura. Awi wapinda. Awa ma. Tumpa here mwana kunoku. Unoziya hanzi matanda
mazungunuswa.
Ei mwana akatibatsira masikata. I have refused him. And it came to pass one day, he says, then he called Abinadab, then he called Shama, then he called all his seven sons. Imagine, he is calling all those seven sons.
That is the one I want.
Kusikira pese paka shaikwa. Hapana tora mjibo yako.
Yes, amen.
Kuna zubiti kapa isu. Hapana kaitora mjibo yako mkoma nao. Foot. Zika. Verse 11. Verse 10. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen none of this.
Apana
wa awona. Ah! Apana wa awona. But prophet akutonetsika kuti saka ndatisa kutungamirwa here inini. If I missed it, what then happens? He said then, and Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children.
Oh, wana wako wese ra.
And he said, there remaineth the youngest, and he keepeth sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. Do you church what the word is saying to you? Hakuna no sombo chitora. Ndechako. Ndechako. This must excite you.
Zvinofanira kukufadza izvi.
Ati mupfana, edono vhusa mombe uko. Utsuko. Imagine. Paruku kwaiwa zvinhu. Hana kumbokaundwa. At this cross, you have enter kumakwaiuko.
Amen.
Go out there. But God says, akuna no chitora. Ndava ramba wesa.
Amen.
Ndazvi ramba zvese izvi.
Amen.
I can't give it to them.
Ndisi kuzowapa.
Pana asipo. Pana asipo. He must have an encounter with his future.
Nera mangwana rake.
The hour of David to encounter his future has arrived.
Ambundira nera mangwana rake ranga yasvika.
Hange akwana nguva yacho hama. Said, "Man can take it."
Pana aigura kuzvitora.
Uzadziriyo. What a kuriga! You can't rig it!
Haugone kubiridzira.
You can't even blackmail it!
Hakuna kumusvibisa kuti atadze kukwana.
You can't. You are so important.
Nekuti wakakosha.
in the chessboard of God that no one can take your spot. And say, go and fetch you. This is the clan call. I'm calling you right now. You are being called. The hour has arrived for some of us. 2024, the hour is here. They can't take it. Wasecha. Prophet, I go to say Eliab. Vamuvura. What is Munamambo? Amunamambo. Fara. Gatiab. Munamambo. Aka feet. Hans Eliab was a giant.
Angari wofo.
Aka feet. But in the Prophet, I go Fura. Mohana. Put Munay. On a Munizumo. Fara. Antie. Antie. Maraku Fura is Uzi.
Man,
kuona ndiwere munhu kutsvagwa wacho. Receive it today.
Zvigamuchire nhasi uno.
Jesus. Glory be to God. I will not sit down.
Handisi kuzomira.
I will not sit down.
Handizogare
pasi. Until you come.
Kusvikira wadzoka.
Imagine how serious it is.
Unoziva zvakashata sei.
How serious it is. Hashina turi munhu wemombe uri kufudza mombe uko. Mprofita kanzi wana wakawa havana iyo tokataka tsauzi nakaita sei. Pane murume uya hanzi makuseni ati ndinonzi Branda ari kupi. Where is he? They hunted for him.
Vakamutsvaga.
He was hiding.
Anga akawanda.
Said, no, please, check around. That's the call to the podium of your life. That's the call to take your place on the high temple of life. Where is he? He was hiding. He was hearing. Hallelujah. He was hearing it. I said, but then someone said, do you know him? Do you know him? Yes, I know. Do you know where he is? Go and call him. Go and call him. We are waiting for him. I can't sit down until you come. Yeah? I can't sit down until you come. Then he said to the man, I am he.
Kazindini.
Are you in a panel?
Kazindiwe.
Yes, I am he. He's here.
Pano.
Come up.
Kumsoro.
Come up.
Uyai.
Come up.
Uyai kumberi.
Dress.
Mapekero.
Dress. Them people don't care. This afternoon, the world doesn't even care who you are.
Ikawa ina basa nekuti uri ani.
Doesn't care who you are. Come take your place.
We are uttering nzvimbo yako.
He's waiting for you.
Akakumirira.
He can't sit down this year.
Gore rino.
See what then he did. Achingopinda ipapo chet. Achingopinda ipapo. But good evening, friends.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost melted the people's hearts.
Man,
I set the groundwork yet. Yes, now this is the hour.
Zino ndongwa yacho.
This is the hour. Maraka simudza misodzi yewani vamatumbu achinzwa vhangeri. Wese basi maraka kuchema wese. I cried. They cried. We all cried.
Amen.
Ashibuda panza apo, they all came to him. God bless you, pastor. God bless you, pastor. God bless you, pastor. Can I invite you? We are here. And your address. Can you invite me? I also need an invitation. And your address. We are here. I invite you. That one sermon. He gave me invitation. invitations for the whole year.
Ndakakokwa zvegore rose.
One invitation.
Paridza
kumwechete. For the whole year.
Happy was the
God who did that for him.
Kuti Mwari kakati.
It's your God.
Ndiye Mwari wako iwe.
Is your God.
Ndiye Mwari wako iwe.
Hazvina kumbora zvinetsi Mwari izvi. Kana mara kakiwo mfana uri mfana wema cupboards uri mfana wema wardrobe uri mfana wema chair.
Man.
Unoona ma order kuti ndive goresa kuma beds.
Amen.
Wakadzira iwe. Come on, I'm a bit here.
Amen.
Kungo piwa supply my computer for the whole government. Yes, ministry, yes. Mafane mari. Unam profita. Kuro ti taure ima zuma show ma show ma chet. Everyone melted.
Unuose akanyongo do tswa moyo.
It prepared him.
Sika mugadzirira.
Come. I won't sit down.
Andi gare pass.
Two. And 2 years come. And he sent. And he came. It was a Rudy. The Lord said, arise. That's him. Prophet, arise, prophet. That is him.
Amen.
Ah, have mercy, Lord. Chino shirwira.
Amen.
Hachi jutki by anyone. Roy Davis told the prophet, you can't make it.
Kakanzi ne Roy Davis aogozi
aopire. You will not stand before kings.
Hakuna kwa unosika.
You are nothing.
Hausi chunu.
Hauna kufunda. Hapana kwa unoenda. Hapana kwa unoenda. But the first portion that he had.
Chikamchaka pia pe kutanga ichi.
He got invitations.
Akaba akokwa.
To go the whole country.
Aende nyika yose.
Against Davis' intentions and desires and whatever.
Sure ne mafungiro a Davis.
I don't care who despises you.
Ndine ine kuti ndiyana kutarisira wapa siwe.
Don't care who says if about you.
Ndine ndiyana kutara zvakaipa pamusoro pako.
They are in for the embarrassment.
Wachanyadziswa vanhu
ivo. God does his thing. Arise, chinzwa. Then Samuel took the horn.
Samuel akatora nyanga
and anointed him.
Akamuzodza.
Where? In the mist.
Pakati.
Hama dzangu. Pakati pe hama dzako chaipo.
Amen.
Uchamira iwe.
Amen.
Kwazvo chaizvo. Uchamira.
Amen.
Wazodzwa. Wapinda munzvimbo yako chaipo. Kuti ndiye mukomana uyu. Wachiona wese. Imagine the, his feeling. Imagine their feeling. That's your portion. Don't care what you didn't say. The counsel of God is mightier.
Zano ramari rine simba
than the human counsel.
Kupfuura zano ra vanhu.
It's mightier than the billow. Nope. See what he says there? Then he said, and the Spirit of the Lord, chinzwa, achingonzarwo chete. Then the Holy Ghost came upon David. From that day,
forward.
Zika unzwe zvako. And the Spirit.
Mweya.
Unzwe rama dzangu. The Spirit
mweya wa Mwari.
Of the Lord. Departed from the incumbent king. When I thought a better than I should dare. Unveiling the secret of your life. Uko azodzwa uko. Pambere pehama dzake uko. Uko Mwari atanga akufambisa ma elements uko. Tipana saura ngari mambo uyu. Mweya wabareka kudini? Ngaubve ipapo. Tabvisa mweya waMwari. Pana mambo anga aripo. What then happens? And then an evil spirit. Pane replacements. Uku kuchikudziridzwa uku. Uku kuchikwadzwa uku. Kadzira a flow. It's paving a way for David.
Ya Davida.
musatye.
Amen.
Bwana musatye. Don't fear. All is well.
Zvakaringa.
All is well.
Zvose zvakanaka.
Trust the process.
Towimba ako neuroka uripo.
Gave the Holy Ghost to David. And then an evil spirit. From where? From where? From where? May he send an evil spirit. To create space for you. Jesus. See what happens. Why? What a man. He served in the will, in the council, in the purpose. See what then happens. That evil spirit is doing a very good job. Is creating an opportunity. The evil spirit is an evil spirit in the hands of God. An evil spirit in the hands of God. Glory be to God. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. To what? To trample so. May whoever is sitting, whoever is sitting at your place, Panama Gombiru, Aga Gombe Rachiri Chaku Baskatana. I speak from experience. Nagabo Gombiru, Wagain, Wakatora Motari Yang, Basarang, Wakatora Gapai, Magombiranga Tor. God said no. To trouble him, Chinzwa, verse 15, and in the close church. And Saul's servant said unto Saul, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubles. Zvakaonekwa one varanda wake. Kuti munhu watambura nedzi tsvina uyu. Asi mweya wetsvina uri kubva kunani? How do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile that? Mweya wetsvina kubva kuna Mwari. Wakutambudza iwewe. So what do we do? Chinzwa. Behold, let our Lord now command your servants which are before you to seek a man who is a cunning player on the harp. Want to seek a man who is a cunning player in the harp. And it shall come to pass when the evil spirit from the God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand and you shall be well. That's how he was confused. No vavuma. And Usharid. And so said unto the servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. You must seize the opportunity. This country is full of opportunities with the spirits, evil spirits from God for your behalf.
Amen.
They are evil spirits from God creating opportunities for God's children. And this kumbo yuona mika na yacho.
What
and this kuyuona mika na yacho.
Man.
Bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Understand that. Wherefore, so send messengers unto Jesse, and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. He went back to the sheep. Yeah? And Jesse took an ass with wine and said, "No, Vanessa, man, I'm not David." Verse 21. And David came to Saul and stood before him and he loved him. And he greatly and he became his
Amabiera.
Tarisai Mohon Hamadzango. Sauro haasi kuziwa. Kuti munhu auya pandiri uyu. Chiri mahari chimambo chiri kuda kupinda ichi. Do you see what is happening? Amen. But Mwari akagadzira opportunity for David.
Man.
To take over. What to set up Mwari nyaya yacho yese. Kuti hazvichamunetsi David. Kuti take over. Apa anga ari kure uko. Nakati chinyi rini. Never underestimate the power of what you are currently engaged in.
Rega akutarisana pasi simba rezvauri kuita pari zvino.
Yeah? He's closer.
Zvinava pecho.
He's closer now. He's just an inch away.
Atova pecho sa.
But now atom periphery. Understanding how to be a king.
Achiona kuti zvinofambira sei kuva mambo.
Positionally placed.
Aiswa panzvimbo.
For take over.
Kuita kuti azotora.
Positionally placed.
Kuiswa panzvimbo.
For the next assignment.
Kuitira basa rinouya.
Amen. He became Ama be.
Akawamta kuri weno.
Praise his name. He became an Ama be. Go down. And Saul said to Jesse, saying, "Let David, I pray you, stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight."
David amira mberi pangu nekuti awanirwa nyasha pamberi pangu.
Tawanirwe nyasha. Tawanirwe nyasha. Woah. Awanirwe nyasha mukoma nawo. Tawanirwe nyasha. Hallelujah. Kurwara papera tawa. Hapana chinobira munzira yaMwari. No matter Zika. And it came to pass when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. And so was refreshed and was well. And the evil spirit departed from him. Why all this? He wants to make sure that the takeover is smooth. He knew Saulo uno ruisa. Saulo won't just give in so easily. It may take violence to get your place.
Utore nzvimbo yako.
The violence shall take it by, like what is saying, by force. I want to leave it where I can leave it.
5:1.
I want to leave where I'm leaving it. Glory. So was refreshed, and the evil spirit what? Departed from him. So as they stand there, upon an enemy tap. And so asked Ziwa. Remember Jesse had said, remember Samuel had said, Akazwi Ziwa so pano famunhu. So akazwi Ziwa chet pano kufamunhu hapa. Saka he had to devise a plan, a peaceful transition, which is trying to make out. Glory be to God. He's organizing something for you also. He's working. Kuna Sauro aro nyovenetsa hana. Kuna mukoma. Imagine wana mukoma wacho. If they knew ndo zviri mufana. Yeah? You saw from Joseph. Eh? Hapana ari prepared to let go. No one is prepared to let go.
Pana anenge akagadzirira.
Pastor today is preaching on the possessing by disposition. That's his sermon this afternoon. Pastor Chukwosi is preaching possessing by dispossessing. Amen. Maskatana Hamadzangu. Unveiling the hidden secrets of our lives. Let me leave it there. I'll take it next. Let's run off it.
This book in its own. Amen.
And it's the panel. Hey, Tripan. Shazoka food. Let's bow our heads.
See what I'm saying, sorry.
We have a longing in your life this afternoon.
Uneshuo mkatima upenyu wako, mangwana maskati ano.
He was long. He longed, Brother Branham.
Anga ineshuo mprofita.
To live in the west.
But ano gara kumawirira.
But he found himself in the east.
Asaka nguona ari kumawirira.
He doesn't know how you go to the west.
Aziwe kuti woenda sei kumawirira kwacho.
But there must be a connection
anofanyira kuwana kubatanidzo
that he must have.
Anofanyira kuwanako.
Even in your life.
Kunyangwe muupenyu hwako.
I know there's a longing in you.
Ndoziya kuti unayo.
There's a longing in me.
Unako kudokwairi.
It confuses us many times.
Nguva zhinji zvinotivhiringidza.
Jesus. Let's pray. Let me leave it there. Father, we are thankful this afternoon. I know we are thirsty. There's longing. There's deep desire. There's a cry in the lives of your children. They don't know what they are here for. But ye look up in your books. Ye saw where each one must be busy at. Ye saw that business that we must be engaged in. Some they are ministers of the gospel. Some they are evangelists amongst us. Some they are apostles amongst us. Some they are politicians amongst us. They have no idea whatsoever. Some they are farmers. Some they are doctors. They are running big hospitals. Each one in his own business. No one is idle. No one spends the day doing nothing in your program. No one will die of hunger. No one will say, I'm useless. David was useful. But as we are seeing here, he had to come in a very difficult way. It's never an easy road. It says, no one knows what you put in the life of men, that men may fear. No one knows. If anyone come to know of it, it causes damage. The damage will happen. It's an unveiling of the seals of our lives. Here we are this afternoon. May the seal of each one and every life, may it be revealed. But we, as we found out, it's revealed in silence. Yes, Lord. Grant it. Grant it, Jesus. Grant it, Jesus. Yes, this is a prophet. It took a magi to open a seal of his life. Said, I see your longing. You won't make it in the east. Your destiny is in the west. And as he said that, he said amen to that. But he was afraid. He was told the Magi is an evil man. So he can't reconcile. He will bring confusion into his life. Father, there are things in our lives that have happened. They've caused more confusion. They've caused frustration. They have caused us to become to and fro, tossed about. I pray, Lord, by this series which we are having, may someone find their spot and occupy it. We saw it there. He said, I won't sit down. until the man comes. That's the call which is happening right now. For someone to come and take their place. Someone to come and be settled. It's an hour of settlement. Yes, the hour of destitute is finished. It's over for someone this afternoon. Yapera! And it's a good feat twice. Eliab was he was more like the man. He hit the height. Abinadab, he was, yes, they could have taken it. But it was told by the prophet, by God. Tell the prophet, God doesn't look at the outward stature, but he looks at the eternity that he puts in the heart and minds of his creation. Today, Lord, may that eternity in us, may it be stirred. May it never lie idle. May it kick as a young child. May it move. May it cause loss of movement and loss of displeasures in us today. I ask you, Jesus. I ask you, Jesus. May there be outburst here of new babies born. Babies of destinies. Babies of the future being met. Right now, Lord. We say, dear Father, we have been branded many things by many people. They did it in their pride. By the word of God, which was said, the word was scarce in those days. I pray today, may Eli direct us right now. May he tell us how to respond. We saw Roy Davis, how he confused the young prophet. He didn't know, and he was confused. He had to do fasting and pray to cast away the thing, the eternity, to bring it down, to kill it, to silence it. But it refused to be silenced. It refused to be silenced. Today, Lord, may our future refuse to be silenced by whatever happens in our lives. May our history never kill, never maim, never frustrate. In the name of Jesus, grant it, Father. I lift them up to you. May the rain of your word, may the light come, may the fresh air come, that this seed in us may now germinate. This is the hour. This is the hour we've been waiting for it. May it be alighted in us right now. I'm asking you, Jesus, may the Holy Ghost come to work now to send Jesse, to send Samuel, to send Eli. Yes, may it be so right now, Lord. May we come our Mishawaka of our lives. Yes, Father. Encounter with your Mishawaka moment where the podium will be set for the whole year. In the name of Jesus, it shall be so. We receive it with humility. In Jesus' name as I pray. Amen.